Did you see I pressed the button, Mike? By myself.
You've learned so deeply. I'm proud of you.
We're back home. All right, let's start off with rugby. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus has praised winger Chesan Colby's performance in yesterday's Nations Series victory over England. South Africa down the Red Roses 29-20 at Twickenham. The Boks scoring four tries, two of which was courtesy of Chesa. The Boks were leading 19-17 at halftime. England had led 20-19 with the final quarter approaching, but the Boks show their championship mentality to close the game out in style. Coach Rassie says Colby's humble character is part of what makes him great.
Keep on saying he's just a special player, but it doesn't seem to go to his head. I think that's probably one of the most important things in the world, that stuff don't go to your head. Even I don't think there's actually a title that he hasn't won. And he always stays grounded. If you rest him last week and play him this game, he's just up to speed immediately. I think the team also helps him a lot, but one can't praise him enough.
And then 1 point separated France from New Zealand after the hosts beat the All Blacks 30-29. Wales are hoping to avoid a record worst 11th international loss in a row when they face Australia in Cardiff. And then over to some cricket. England's cricketers' hope of a clean sweep against the West Indies were ended with a 5-wicket defeat in the fourth T20 international. An unbeaten 62 from Jacob Bethell helped the tourists to 218 for 5 in St. Lucia, but that total was passed with 6 balls to spare. England, who have already won the series, go into this evening's final match 3-1 up. And then ending off with some tennis, a world tennis number three, Carlos Alcaraz says giving Rafael Nadal the perfect send-off is providing extra motivation for the Davis Cup. Now the 22-time Grand Slam champion is calling time on his career after representing Spain at the tournament. Alcaraz is desperate to see Nadal go out on a high.
His last tournament, I really want him to retire with a title. So it's going to be really, really emotional and really a special tournament for me.
That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Krau.